Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Coffee Break English Show. I'm Josie.
And I'm Mark. In these weekly episodes, you can join us for a coffee break and learn more English with us.
You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or if you're watching the video, subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
Josie, what is our topic for today then?
Well, Mark, today we're looking at some vocabulary and we're talking about the difference between the words travel, trip, and journey.
So travel, trip, and journey. It sounds like an interesting episode. Shall we get started?
Let's go.
Let's begin with travel. Tell us about travel.
Well, the first thing to know is that travel is usually a verb. So we could say, they traveled to London by train.
Okay, so we could replace travel here with the verb to go. They went to London by train.
That's right.
So that's travel. But we could also talk about traveling, for example.
That's right. I could say, I love traveling.
I love traveling too. Where do you love traveling to?
I love traveling to different cities in Europe.
Nice. I love traveling to the United States.
Ah, very nice. When was the last time you traveled there?
The last time I traveled to the United States was about 2 months ago. I went to Philadelphia and San Diego.
Okay, lovely. So you can see here, we're always using travel as a verb, meaning to go.
But I've heard of travels. I'm off on my travels again.
That's right. And here, travels, plural, we have to use an S here. Travels mean adventures.
So I'm off on my adventures again. Travels, adventures. So that is travel. The next word you spoke about was journey. What's the difference between a journey and travels?
So a journey we can use more generally than the word travels. And journey is always a noun. And it means the act of traveling from one place to another place.
So, for example, I could say my journey to work takes 20 minutes.
That's right. Or I am exhausted after my long bus journey.
I don't like a long bus journey.
No, me neither. Very uncomfortable.
So we've talked about travel. We've talked about journey. There's one other word we're going to talk about here.
Yes. Finally, we have the word trip.
Okay, so what is a trip?
A trip is always a noun, again, like journey. And we use the word trip when we travel to a place, then we stay in that place, and we do some things. After that, we make the journey back again.
Okay, so for example, we could talk about a business trip to Thailand.
That's right. So your business trip to Thailand is the whole process of going to Thailand, working there, and then coming home.
Back. Yeah. And we take a trip. So we're taking a trip this summer to Greece, perhaps?
That's right. Yep. We take a trip. Or we could say we go on a trip as well.
Nice. Now, earlier you said that a trip is always a noun, and it is always a noun in the context of journeys and trips and traveling. However, there is a verb to trip.
There is, yeah. I could say, I was walking down the street yesterday and I tripped.
Yeah. So this is different. It means you fell over.
Yeah.
And it's the same word, mm-hmm. but it just is used as a verb and it's got a different meaning. It's not related to traveling, journey or trip.
That's right. Yeah.
Josie, I think we should do a little bit of practice of this. Okay. So what we've done is prepared five sentences, and in each of these sentences, there's going to be a blank. Well, there's not going to be a blank. There's going to be this noise. Okay.
Beautiful.
And when you hear that noise, you've got to decide what the missing word is. Is it travel? Is it journey? Or is it trip? That makes sense. Okay. So do you want to take number one?
Number one. I to work by train.
So let's think about this. I to work by train. What's missing here?
Well, we could say I go to work by train. So here the missing verb is travel.
Okay. I travel to work by train.
Good.
Will we do number two?
Number two. It was a really long car.
Okay. It was a really long car. I think the word that is missing here is journey.
That's right, because here we're describing the process of traveling from one place to another. It's a journey.
Just like our bus journey, our long bus journey that we talked about earlier.
That's right.
Let's move on to a third one here. So,
okay. Number three, I'd love to go on a around the world.
Okay. So I think there are possibilities here. I'd love to go on a... The one that seems most normal, most sensible to me is trip. I'd love to go on a trip around the world.
Absolutely. Because here we're talking about traveling to different places and doing lots of things in those places as well, this whole process. Mm-hmm.
We could, I suppose, say I'd love to go on a journey around the world. That might work too.
We could. If we said a journey, that would mean more just the traveling part, mm-hmm. not the doing interesting things part as well.
Right. So that's good to have that contrast there. The trip is doing those interesting things as well as the traveling.
Yeah.
But the journey is more just the traveling.
Yeah.
Let's do another couple of questions here. Okay. Sentences.
Number four, how long will the... to Rome take?
How long will the to Rome take? What do you think for this one?
Well, for this one, I think we're talking about traveling, going to Rome. So how long will the journey to Rome take?
Okay. So how long will that time of the actual traveling that we're doing take? How long will the journey take? If we were talking about the whole holiday experience in Rome, and perhaps the answer to that question might be 2 weeks, then I guess there we could see how long will the trip to Rome take?
That's right. In that case, I would say how long will the trip to Rome last?
Okay.
Instead of take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a journey will take a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. The journey to Rome will take 2 hours by plane.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Let's do one more.
All right. The final one. My brother is on a work this week.
My brother is on a work. I think he's on a work trip this week.
Yes, that's right. We're talking about my brother going to a place, working there, then coming back. So it's a trip.
Excellent. So in this episode, we've been talking about three different words all related to travel. We've talked about travel, trip, and journey. And hopefully now you're confident in knowing which one to use when. So I hope you've enjoyed this lesson from Coffee Break English.
If you'd like to see these examples and more information about travel, trip, and journey written down, you can look at the blog post for this lesson. The link is in the description.
If you'd like more help with your English, then we also offer regular free email lessons. So to get a lesson in your inbox, visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/English.
We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, look out for our next mini lesson in your inbox. See you soon.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.